is it? Where is it? I'm losing my patience with you, lady! How? You whoring!
This isn't gonna work. Let her go.
Let me cut her up a bit.
No! You heard the orders. Besides, look at that face. You wouldn't want to ruin its market value. Superb. Let her go.
A Scandal in Bohemia by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Sarah Bedell as Irene Adler and Andrew Sachs as the King. A Scandal in Bohemia.
To Sherlock Holmes, she is always the woman. I have seldom heard him mention her under any other name. In his eyes, she eclipses and predominates the whole of her sex. It was not that he felt anything akin to love for her. All emotions, and that one particularly, were abhorrent to his precise analytical mind.
Love. Love is an emotional thing, and whatever is emotional is opposed to true, cold reason.
Which you place above everything else.
Of course, I should never marry myself. I'd like to see the woman who'd take you on.
Lest I bias my judgment.
I trust that my judgment may survive the ordeal.
And yet to him, there was one woman. And that woman was the beautiful Irene Adler, of dubious and questionable memory. I had seen little of Holmes lately. My marriage had drifted us away from each other. My own complete happiness and the Holmes-centered interests which rise up around the man who first finds himself master of his own establishment were sufficient to absorb all my attention. While Holmes, who loathed every form of society with his whole bohemian soul, remained alone in our old lodgings, buried among his books and his chemicals, and alternating, so I presumed, between cocaine and ambition, the drowsiness of the drug and the fierce energy of his own nature. Beyond the occasional vague accounts of his activities, which I shared with all the readers of the daily press, I knew nothing of my former friend. Then, one night when my journey home from a patient led me through Baker Street, and I passed the well-remembered door, I was seized with a keen desire to see him again.
Good evening, Mrs. Hutt. Why, do beg your pardon.
Good evening, sir. My name is Turner. May I help you?
Is Mr. Sherlock Holmes in?
He is, sir. Do you have an appointment?
An appointment? No, I don't.
I'll ask if Mr. Holmes will see you. What name shall I say?
Dr. Watson!
Mrs. Hutton, it's good to see you again.
Martha, you shouldn't be on your feet.
Nonsense, Alice. Come in, Doctor, come in.
Thank you very much.
Now, Martha, you go and rest.
Oh, stop fussing round me, Alice. I'm perfectly all right.
Just as you like. I'll be in the kitchen if I'm wanted.
Mrs. Hutton, who on earth was that?
Oh, you mustn't mind her, Doctor. She's my cousin, Alice Turner. She's been giving me a hand.
Have you been ill?
Oh, I'm fine now. She'll be off home in a day or two, and neither she nor Mr. Holmes will be shedding a tear about it if I'm any judge.